And we're going to see that Brooks's message dovetails perfectly with what Kissinger has to say in this book on China. Kissinger talks about the divine quality of self-restraint. And he uses divine in the old sense of supreme wisdom or intelligence. Right away in this book on China, you see him pumping up this propaganda that the Chinese populace and us in the U.S. could not be more different. He begins by illustrating with this example. Apparently, Mao, according to him, when he was responding to a conflict with India in 1962, he cited to his comrades events in Chinese history that had occurred centuries earlier, and he cited them as relevant to what their strategy should be in the current conflict. And Kissinger writes, quote, "In no other country is it conceivable that a modern leader would initiate a major national undertaking by invoking strategic principles from a millennium-old event," unquote. And I thought, come on, is he kidding? Of course power does this. All would-be rulers do, as it feeds their sense of righteous legitimacy, and it's key to their self and propaganda mythology. We represent thought itself that goes back thousands of years. We stand squarely in a grand tradition. The great river of thought we swim in. We have the thoughts that make reality. All ruling elites invent a grand mythology to make themselves, to their own minds, legitimate. These guys the world over, these pretenders to rule, have all necessarily, due to their disconnection from reality, have all been duped by their own mythology, written by others similarly duped. And we the people are now looking at them more critically than ever before, because there's so many more of us looking with our eyes wide open. And then glowingly he describes, whether accurately or not, is not the issue, the philosophy of Confucius. Quote, "Confucius preached a hierarchical social creed. The fundamental duty was to know thy place. To its adherents, the Confucian order offered the inspiration of service in pursuit of a greater harmony," unquote. But hierarchical thought cannot encompass us, cannot encompass life. A more positive way, perhaps, of saying our obligation is to say our allegiance. Though we cannot serve two ultimate masters, our allegiance has perhaps always been dual, most immediately to tribe and then deeply to something that extends well beyond tribe in scope and time, that flows us into eternity, grants to our lives a deeper meaning that once and will again be life itself. All tribes, ultimately, I believe, will harmonize with that purpose. But power's deeper meaning is itself. Man makes himself, we heard from V. Gordon Child, quoted in Palmer's chat online. All so-called rulers believe that. Believe that the history of mankind is but the history of them, of those who herd the cattle towards so-called perfection.